You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the 3rd of January, the 16 inmates protesting at Waikerea Prison surrendered. This uprising was spurred by human rights grievances regarding prison conditions, such as contaminated water supply, unclean clothing and bedding, and poor food hygiene. Inmates allegedly felt as though conditions were inhumane, breaching human rights standards. The six-day standoff eventuated in the evacuation of the top jail, which can now no longer be used. I spoke to Emily Rakete from People Against Prisons Aotearoa and began by asking her to comment on Minister of Corrections Calvin Davis's claims that poor confinement conditions was not the reason for unrest.
Yeah, I think it's cool that the Minister of Corrections has announced that he is psychic. Because the only way that he could make these kinds of claims is if he knows what these guys were thinking when they took their actions. Now, I don't think we need to be psychic to work out what these guys think, because they told us. They released the manifesto of the Waikerea Uprising to People Against Prisons Aotearoa, my organization, where they laid out exactly why they were acting and why it was so important to them to do so. And I think it's insulting and frankly just weird for the minister to say otherwise.
And at People Against Prisons Aotearoa, are you guys quite disappointed in the lack of government action so far?
I think that we would be disappointed if we'd had any reason to think that Ardern or Calvin Davis would have taken any action in the first place. But the uprising only happened because of years of serious and ongoing failings by the Department of Corrections. Calvin Davis has been in that role for 3 years now, and he hasn't managed to fix some of the even the most superficial problems with the prison system. So we had zero expectations of Calvin Davis, and he managed to exceed even those.
Now, obviously, it's apparent that there are significant failings in how reasonable living standards are upheld in our prisons. So, on the whole, how does this reflect on the ethos of our correction system?
Well, I think in the first place, it shows just the fundamental failure of prisons to achieve their nominal goal, which is the rehabilitation of people who have done wrong in our society. Because you can't rehabilitate someone if you're making them live in their own filth, drinking brown, dirty water in solitary confinement. It just can't be done. So if prisons can't rehabilitate people, and we see that fact reflected in our re-imprisonment rates in this country, which are extremely high, if prisons can't rehabilitate people, we have to ask ourselves, what is their fundamental purpose then? And in New Zealand, when we can see that 89% of people in prison were unemployed for the 3 months before they went inside, where more than half are Māori, we can see that prisons exist in order to carry out violence. Violence against Māori and violence against the working class.
What role do you believe the privatisation of New Zealand prisons contributes to failings in our prison system?
I think that privatisation is really a really worrying move around the world. But I think that we have to put privatisation in its context in New Zealand. So we have only very, very minor privatisation in New Zealand, particularly since Manydon Prison in Auckland was renationalised and control of it was given back to the Department of Corrections. Serco only plays a very minor role in the overall prison system. For the most part, prisons in this country are operated by the New Zealand government. What this shows is that even the government can't run a prison well, and that's just because you can't run a prison well. That's the point of prisons. So privatisation just exaggerates the already kind of worst aspects of the prison system, but it's by no means the driver of the worst things about the prison system. All of the bad things about prisons that we see in private prisons exist in public prisons as well.
So what immediate changes would need to be made in order to stimulate a shift in priority from incarceration to rehabilitation?
So in the first place, this Waikerea uprising happened in a remand prison. That means that it was people who were being held before trial. None of them have been convicted or sentenced to a prison term yet. It's a kind of preventative detention before trial. Since the Bail Amendment Act was passed by Judith Collins, the number of people being held on remand in New Zealand has exploded, and indeed, remand prisoners are actually on track to be the largest proportion of prisoners in the country. There will be more people on remand than sentenced to prison within the next few years. So the Bail Amendment Act needs to go. It's driven a huge amount of the massive, massive increase in the prison population in this country. But in the wider sense, prisons are really bad at achieving the things that we claim to want out of them. So very few people go into prison and then come out saying, thank God I went to prison. That was such a positive experience for me in my life. Most people who you talk about their prison time feel like it was, at best, a total waste of a part of their life, and at worst, incredibly traumatic. And we can avoid doing this. There's no reason, like, there's no emerald tablet sending from the sky saying you've got to put people in a concrete cage. It's a decision that we made as humans. And the great thing about being a human is that we can decide to make different decisions. And that's why People Against Prisons, Aotearoa, is a prison abolitionist organization, because we want to start doing something that might actually help people.
So what would be the alternative to our current prison system then?
In the immediate term, a massive reduction in how people being held before trial, a reduction in the use of imprisonment for non-violent charges, and in the longer term, in community care and treatment to help people without removing them from their social context, without putting them in the kinds of conditions that this uprising was moving against, and just addressing the fundamental inequality which drives crime in this country. That means ending, for instance, the massive, massive impoverishment of most of the people who live in this country.
So we'd need to see a greater shift of like funding and resources towards community-based programs.
Yeah. The alternative to prisons is full social and political equality.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just talking about sort of immediate, more practical changes, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So there are always going to be policy levers which we can fiddle with, which can make some really important changes that immediately improve people's lives. Stuff like abolishing the Bail Amendment Act, stuff like improving conditions in prisons, stuff like individualizing benefits and ensuring that people get the full legal entitlements. But in the longer term, all of the things that we need to fix, all of those are symptoms of a deeper problem. They're all symptoms of kind of society which is premised in inequality. And so we deal with that inequality, we're never going to get rid of all of these problems. We're never going to get rid of the symptoms.
What kind of action are you hoping to see on a governmental level to show that they have taken on board what has been revealed by this uprising?
Well, first of all, the uprising didn't really reveal anything that we didn't already know. We've got years of ombudsman's reports into conditions in Waikerea prison showing everything that the protesters leading the uprising told us was already true. So Calvin Davis doesn't have any excuse. He already knew all of these things were problems and didn't act. So all of the stuff that's been raised in the ombudsman's reports, for instance, needs to be acted on. That means improving conditions in prisons, reducing the use of long-term lockups, increasing access to education, rehabilitative programs, all of these things which have already been on the table for years and have been aggressively pushed away by the state need to actually be taken up.
And do you think there should be made space for more of a public discussion about our prison system? Because I feel like it's just something that not many New Zealanders are aware of unless they have some sort of direct connection to the system. And so it's a problem that can very easily sort of fly under the radar for a long time, which it has been flying under the radar for a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that prisons do is they contain not just people, but knowledge, right? People don't understand what it's like to be in prison for the most part because they haven't gone and they don't know anyone there. One of the things that People Against Prisons Aotearoa does is we operate the Prisoner Correspondence Network. This is proportionally one of the largest prisoner pen pal systems in the world, and it means that we connect people who are on the inside directly to people who are on the outside who want to reach out to them and just talk. And it's a really simple form of social connection, but it's really meaningful, and it really facilitates this kind of inside-outside exchange, which is so important to building understanding about what is wrong with the prison system and how we can fix it.
Yesterday, producer Anika Moheed had a chat to Emily Rakete from People Against Prisons Aotearoa about the recent Waikerea uprising. Emily believed the uprising to be reflective of a broken incarceration system in desperate need of reform. Today, Anika had a chat to Simeon Brown, spokesperson for Corrections from the National Party, who did not seem to share Emily's beliefs that the uprising should serve as a direct call for prison reform. Anika began by asking Simeon to speak on what he drew from his visit to the Waikerea prison yesterday.
Yeah, so I visited Waikerea prison yesterday with Barbara Puriga, who's the local MP in the area, and also David Bennett, who's from Hamilton, MP from Hamilton. And we spoke with the prison director and the deputy prison director and some of the staff, and we were able to get a briefing on how the prison riot took place, and the response from corrections, as well as being able to have a look at the damage caused by the rioters at Waikerea. So a very interesting and informative meeting, which I was very grateful for their time.
Would you be able to comment on Calvin Davis's claims that the riot was not instigated by poor living conditions in the prison?
Oh, look, I think there needs to be, my view is there needs to be an independent inquiry into the causes of the riot, and also the, you know, why it took so long for it to be brought back to, you know, law and order at Waikerea. But, you know, it's very clear that Waikerea prison was, or the upper jail, was definitely beyond its use-by date. Everyone knew that the conditions there. But look, at the end of the day, it's a jail. My view is that there's a range of issues to be looked into, the gang links that these rioters have, and the role that that played in the riot. So, yeah, everything needs to be on the table. It needs to be looked at independently, so that New Zealanders can have, you know, a full understanding of what happened, but also that corrections can learn from this, so that we don't see this sort of activity taking place again.
So do you believe that the causes and what's come to fruition with this riot perhaps speak to wider issues within our prison system across the country?
Look, I think, you know, if the question is around whether... you know, the water at the prison was brown, or whether these prisoners didn't have access to, you know, clothing or issues like that, or the cleanliness of the prison. I know that the prison director and staff there do an incredible job, work very diligently to make sure that all the prisoners are cared for in terms of as best they can. But if those were the issues, the response from the rioters was completely unjustifiable, that they could destroy one of New Zealand's prisons because of complaints like that. I mean, the reality is the water there comes from a bore. It's rural, and so, you know, sometimes it isn't clean in terms of the colour, but it's very drinkable and it's tested frequently. So, look, I think all of those issues, though, should be looked at by an independent inquiry, and that's what I'm calling on the government to do, and I know others are as well, because we need to get to the bottom of actually the real reason why this riot took place. And, you know, if those are the reasons, then there's absolutely no justification in my view to simply burn an entire prison to the ground based on those reasons.
Speaking of the reasons, what about that Ombudsman report, I think it was last September, which outlined prison conditions as being quite subpar?
Well, I think everyone would agree that the Waikerea prison has definitely gone well beyond its use-by date. You know, it was built before World War I started, I think. So it's a very very old prison, and so certainly it's not got it's not as safe for staff to work in. It's not the conditions aren't as good as other prisons. But what I would say is that there is a new prison being built, and if Calvin Davis hadn't delayed the construction of that new prison by 2 years, some prisoners would have already moved in before this last Christmas, and wouldn't have still been in the conditions of the old jail. So if we are going to look at those issues, we have to note that Calvin Davis, when he became Minister of Corrections in 2017, put a halt on the construction of the new prison, which delayed it by 2 years. Meaning that that prisoners had to remain in those conditions for 2 years longer than they should have.
So just, I mean, simply the fact that this prison has been in use, as you say, well past its sell-by date, do you think that speaks to a problem with how we treat our prisoners in our prison system, the ethos behind it? It seems to show that there isn't so much a focus on rehabilitation as there is on keeping inmates in fairly miserable conditions.
Look, I think the reality is, I mean, it's very challenging for any government to want to spend money on prisons. It's one of those things that it's very difficult to do politically. And so, you know, the decision to get there took some time, but it was made by the last national government from Waikia to build a new modern prison, which was able to provide the inmates with the appropriate rehabilitation and reintegration programs that they need and deserve. But the reality is that was delayed by 2 years by the current government, and they need to take responsibility for the fact that they delayed it. Keeping prisoners in a prison which they knew to be not up to scratch.
So what response would you like to see from the government going forward?
Well, firstly, as I said before, there needs to be a full independent inquiry into how this riot took place, what the causes of it were. Look, we're hearing that there was a significant number of gang members involved. We've got growing gang membership in New Zealand. It's rapidly growing. These are going to present challenges well into the future. And so we need to learn from this. And the government needs to take ownership of that to make sure that in the future corrections is prepared, so we don't see this sort of violent rioting taking place again. At the same time, look, we always need to be improving our prisons, but also we need to be continuing our focus on rehabilitation and reintegration of these people back into the community. And we need to make sure that the programs that are being offered are working, so that prisoners are given the best opportunity to make a fresh start in life.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.